Blog Talk Radio. think is very apropos, of course, after the introduction, talking about sushi, talking about sitting there crying in the shower. Hey, man, it happens to the best of us, obviously, because that was one badass motherfucker at the beginning of the show. But the song you guys just heard was from the Skatalites, or Skatalites, actually. Name of that is Ali Pang. You guys are listening to DBTCRFM, or the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Closed to Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and yeah, we got some really badass shit on the show tonight, actually. Gorgon Late Night Dread Radio, brought to you, of course, by Literary Underground. Looks like we've got, cool, actually, we got Gorillaz. We've got Q65, the Tenors, the Versatiles. Lee Scratch Perry making a long-awaited return to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, as well as The Whitest Boy Alive. All that great shit. Plus, we will be talking more with Mr. William Stewart Bonney, who's on the line with us still, hanging out, and we'll bring him on here in just a moment and chat it up with him, see what's going on. Yeah, number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. And I think what we're going to do is, like I said, it's been a long, long time since Mr. Lee Scratch Perry has made an appearance on the show. So I'm going to start the show off with, the name of the song is Crab Years. Lee Scratch Perry right here, DBTCRFM. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Oh, but you're not trying to make them look bad. It's just that if you actually stop and talk to some of them for too long, you'll be back to wanting to stab people in the face because, A, they ask the same questions as the same past past 2 to 5 years, or B, because they want to talk about their moralistic interpretations of current events as well as in the lives of our mutual coworkers. Or C, because they want to talk about the diaper heads responsible for the tragic events of September 11th. Or because D, they are way too intrusive with personal questions. Or E, because they are a man who wants to fuck you and they are exhibiting behaviors A, B, C, and D at the same time.
Thank you.
this here be a ground nation of the grindsman, the Arbor Shark, the Our Ears Herb, and the General Don Gorgon. That was Rainford Hugh Perry, or Lee Scratch Perry, from Kendall, Jamaica. You guys may also recognize his other aliases like Pipecock Jackson and the Upsetter. I like the latter nickname a lot. Not sure about the other one. But yeah, that was Lee Scratch Perry with Crab Years. Really dope track. Speaking of Don Gorgons, which I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Jamaican patois terms, but that's what we're going to do tonight. We're actually going to educate you guys on Jamaican patois. We got a couple definitions for you. And Don Gorgon actually is outstanding dreadlocks, or a person who, excuse me, who is respected. Notice I kind of choked up when I said respected there. That's crazy. But yeah, that's what that is, Don Gorgon. And I think if anybody is a Don Gorgon, it's Mr. William Seward Bonney. William, how you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. Franklin, how are you doing?
I'm just chopping it up and taking it easy, man. That's the way we do things here.
I can picture the scene now. Just a little smoky hostel room.
Mm-hmm.
Getting mad love down on the computer.
Yep. You already know, sir. You already know. Speaking of getting down, there is an event coming up in January, I believe. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. January 11th and 12th at Rhino Seropolis with my wonderful roommate, Mariposa, who's just phenomenal music, and her record label, Tiny Amp Records, versus the Literary Underground. It's just going to be a smorgasbord of artists and writers and just too much fun, honestly. I don't even really know how to describe it.
Yeah. The only way to know it is to actually be it. And I'm telling you right now, we're actually buying one bus ticket today, so then we're all set. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, I've got one big comfy couch for you guys.
Nice. Nice. I'm going to hold you to that.
We've actually been just driving RC cars around tonight, jumping them off records and drinking whiskey. So
nice. I haven't done that in a long-ass time.
Yeah, dude. It just sounded like the right thing to do. Both the girls finished their finals. And actually, Alana, she has the amazing dreadlocks like you were just talking about. She's got, like, beautiful, huge dreadlocks under her. Mid-back, butt area.
Nice. Awesome. She's a Gorgon dread, then. She's definitely
a Gorgon dread. Yeah, exactly. I can't pronounce them the way that you do so magnificently, but yes, exactly.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, shit, man. since you're hanging out on the show with us, I want to play this next track, and I did want to mention that we have an 848 or another caller online, too. I'm not sure if that's a Skype or not, but we have another caller online, too, and I'm going to bring them in after the next song. But first, William Siribani, I wanted to make sure and see if you couldn't grab another piece for us maybe after the next song.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to. I got one that I finished up today, actually.
Oh, nice. Fresh. All right.
Fresh.
No doubt. Fresh, motherfuckers. Right on, man. I like that shit.
Bro.
Whoa. Hang out with us for a moment, homie. Don't go anywhere. What we're going to do is we're going to play. And we've done the show now for a year, and we actually forgot about the one-year anniversary. We totally forgot that. We missed the one-year anniversary back in November. How many shows actually forget the anniversary of them actually starting their radio shows? I wonder. I'm just curious about that. But in the meantime, I did want to mention that, you know, it's been a long time since the Gorillaz made an appearance on the show, and we're bringing them back tonight. And in honor of that, I did want to mention that big shout-out to Gary Larrabee's 14 Days to Prepare to Meet Your Future for Eternity blog talk radio show. Evidently, we only got 14 days to get this shit done, so maybe we got to figure out when our anniversary is and let that happen before the doomsday clock or whatever the fuck goes on. Anyway, Gorillaz, name of the song is Demon Days. right here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back.
Say the art igglers be 80-80. I am a gravelicious I thought in this Iowa before Zion.
That was Gorilla Days with Demon Days, actually. That's the name of that song. Really dope track. 4 minutes, 29 seconds. 9 seconds over too much, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, we're going to go with William Surabhani, bringing him in. But before we go, William, I did want to mention that I'm sitting here and I'm staring at my sun-kissed can, and it's got Magic Johnson with his USA number 15 jersey on from 20 years ago.
Oof.
Yeah,
oof.
And he also, he does not have AIDS. He has HIV.
Yeah.
My soda has...
Let's be real clear about this. He's HIV positive. He doesn't
right.
have AIDS.
Yeah, so he's a draconian vampire. Yeah, well, you know, the draconian vampire research team, sometimes they have issues clarifying certain facts. Oh, okay,
Frankie,
I'm sorry.
You want to know a real-life story real quick?
Yeah, definitely.
From the ages... Well, I don't even really know what these ages are, but from, like, 8th grade to, like, I don't know, like, 2 years ago, I pretty much read the NBA encyclopedia every night, just
nice.
Scanning it for random facts. I have a strange obsession with the game of basketball. I know more about that than I know about anything else in life, for whatever reason.
I don't find that strange at all, sir. I find that comforting, as a matter of fact, to know that. Generation behind me or generation of me or whatever you want to call it, that there's people out there that, you know, are learning the important things, like, you know, the facts of basketball, because it's the fundamentals of the game that I don't know, that make the fundamentals of life, sir, and vice versa.
Exactly. You got to know who the George Mikans and the Daryl Dawkins of the world are if you really want to be a success.
Amen. Chocolate Thunder all the way. Hell yeah, man. Well, shit, I do have... I'm going to bring on 848 before you jump into your poem.
For
and,
sure.
Yeah, we're going to see who this is. I'm wondering, there's a possibility that this could be somebody that... Caller on line two, you're live.
Yo, what's going on? It's Bud Smith. How you guys doing?
Hey,
You guys.
Yeah, what's going
on,
guys?
How are you, man?
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night, you know, and New York City time here, it's like, it's like 1:30 in the morning. I was out last night until like dawn, and then I went to work, you know.
Yeah.
I came home from work, fell asleep, and woke up, and fuck, you guys are on the air here.
Nice.
Well, say hello.
Nice.
God,
yeah.
So clutch.
Hell
man.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you guys blown away. Literally,
yeah.
Highlight of my day.
Hey,
so far.
I was really happy you played that that Gorillaz song. I used to rock that in my used to have a big piece of shit hillbilly pickup truck I drove around in New Jersey, and I listened to that on cassette. That was my favorite cassette tape I had in that truck.
That's awesome, man! Hell yeah!
Yeah,
Bud Smith's got good taste. He really does.
First time I ever ate mushrooms, I listened to that whole album all the way through, and that song made me cry. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. I can totally see that, too. Totally see that.
I used to hit people all the time with that truck, not on purpose, you know. It was just hard to control. I used to get in a lot of car crashes with it. And if you guys want, I'll tell you a story about that in a little bit. But, I used to hit everybody, and... I think that album was the soundtrack to at least one Rear End Collision.
Oh, that's awesome. Hell yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Your vehicular homicide.
Nobody died. And I wasn't, I'm not even talking about drunk driving, man. This truck was just hard to control, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I've had a truck like that, too. One time I sneezed. I was driving home drunk at, like, 16 and like popped up on this curve and then like had to swerve out of this yard before I ran into this house, barely missed a tree.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of those stories.
Yeah.
I love trucks like that. Too much fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, Bud, since you are on the show, go ahead and I do want to hear the story about that after the next song, if you wouldn't mind.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. Right now we've got William Surabhani. Why don't you bust one out for us real quick, bro?
Yeah, you got it. All right. This one is called New Poem That I Wrote Today. Found hope in a wasted space. In other people's lives is just another face. Commonplace but distant. Infinite in wisdom. If I could only tap into it. See, these days are fluid. Movement signatures like entrails for the thrill of it. From a canvas, we spilled the intermittent workings of splendid individuals with no residual illness. A nurse scurried like roaches with the toxic dismemberments, body parts flying like insects without safety nets. We'd all like to think we do, but they can be pulled out from under us over lunch. We discussed tactics for world domination in our favorite books this month. I found it maddening that I couldn't choose just one. So I run, and now all these cold eyes peer at me. In some strange way, it's like therapy, embarrassing until I get to the staircase of my psyche. I was born a junkie, one of God denouncing monkeys. I was spunky, such a funky way to live. Now I sit still, covered in plumes, doomed to mislead or misspeak, such as the token skeletal system. After last week, I don't know how much of these old organs can give. Weird thing to hear from a kid, such as the get and the give. If Eve was Adam's rib, then why did God betray them? Didn't he teach us to love our enemy? As a single entity, I see so much that can be achieved, so many reasons to bleed, so many titles for me to be shaped under, because I am the form, which is why I use this form to come clean, sculpting my speech, a simple plunder, because you sheep will need to be reached. That's why half the things I write are so goddamn confusing, because you're using the wrong part of your brain to think.
Fuck yeah, man. I like that whole idea of, like, using cold eyes stares as, like, inspiration to, like, break the whole, like, opaque shield in front of, like, people's eyes and whatnot. That's fucking dope, man. I like that shit. I think that's what it's all about. Yeah, man. No, I feel you. It's fucking A, fucking dope shit. I'm going to play this one for you, man. As soon as I can find, like, what the fuck I'm playing. What the hell? Shit, I lost my set list here. Oh, there it is, okay. I'm totally under control here. This is Capital Letters, and this one's for William Surabani, Smoking My Ganja. And I got a choice here, guys. I'm going to give it up to you. I got a choice. I got 7 minutes of no vocals, or I've got 4 minutes with vocals. What do you guys think?
Give us some vocals, man.
Vocals
sound fun.
Yeah, definitely. All right, cool. Capital Letters, Smoking My Ganja, DBTCRFM. We'll be right back.
I can think of no occasion when it is appropriate to ask a stranger how long he or she will be using the bathroom, especially when it's clear that that stranger isn't going to use the bathroom in the first place.
This year, I read Jackass Rule of John, no beauty, John Crow. The can't teach smile of be mama man. No alarm spread. This is your Project U newsfeed for, December 7th and December 8th, 2012, brought to you, of course, by The Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your Draconian Vampire information, as well as information about your mother's medicine cabinet, Wednesday night service, and Zygote in my radio. Today's news feed is actually about Rusty Truck, who just put out a new feature of Misty Rainwater Lights. Really great feature there. Great interview, as well as a whole slew of poems, prose, whatnot. Really great stuff. I especially recommend the piece called Capture. Really great stuff. And then, of course, myself featured on there. Three poems, as well as John Dorsey. So you guys should definitely go by there, check it out. Oh, and Scott of Rusty Truck himself is featured there as well. So definitely check that shit out. Scott Young, big shout out to him. And also, did want to mention that Clefjaw is still accepting submissions of poetry, up to 3 poems, as well as prose, up to 1,500 words or less. And the deadline for that would be January 1st of 2013. You guys can find Rusty Truck at www.rustytruck.wordpress.com. And then, of course, you can always submit to Clefjaw by sending to Cleft, K-L-E-F-T, as in Tom, Jaw, J-A-W, at gmail.com. All that great stuff. Or you can look us up on Facebook. I don't know. Speaking of Clefjaw, we got Bud Smith on the line here. I'm putting you on the spot here, Bud. We're still waiting for your submission over there.
Oh yeah, and actually, I got a whole batch of short stories I've been working on. I have 4 of them I'm working on. I'm not sending them all to Clefjaw. You know, I'm sending my one submission. I picked the got until the end of the month. I'm not going to wait that long, but. You know, I've been in the mood lately. I've kind of been fucking around with stuff a little more, make sure it's a little tighter than how I usually have been doing it. So
that's awesome, man.
That's my modus operandi this month.
Nice, nice. I like
yeah,
that.
Man.
Oh. Since you are on the program, you said you were going to share a real life story with us there, sir.
Yes. This is let me set the scene here. This was in like 2004. I used to live in New Jersey, the suburbs by the ocean, by Seaside, New Jersey. I had a I used to have a pickup. It was a real A job, A team constructed job, you know. Little kids would run when they would see this thing coming. Dogs would have heart attacks behind side of chain link fences. It was busted up, massive. It was a real war machine. It was a Ford F-250 pickup, 1990, blew 92,000 hard miles and had loose and effective brakes. See, the only changes I made to the truck when I bought it at this gas station was the hick before me had plastered the rear bumper with Rebel Flag stickers.
Oh,
I scraped them all off with razor blades, man. I put a row of Radiohead stickers there instead. They come with Kid A, these red cartoon demons with gnashed teeth. I don't know if you remember that. Those red stickers. I had whole bumper covered with them. Well, I used to drive this truck around for work. I was a stonemason, and I'd always have the bed of the truck full of stone and wheelbarrows, and that's why it was hard to control. I mean, I used to rear end everybody. I hit a woman on Route 9 where I live. It's like that's that famous Bruce Springsteen Route 9 from Born to Run. You know, it was was all black ice on the road, and I crashed into the back of this lady, white minivan, personalized plates, cat lover. So I jumped out of the van, out of my truck, and I go over to the van to see if this lady's okay, and she rolls down her window, and she smashes me in the middle of my chest with a cup of coffee.
Shit.
A hot cup of coffee. And I remember the smell of it. It was French vanilla. You could smell it, and it just stained my whole white thermal brown. So I'm, like, walking back to my truck all, like, dejected, you know. And the cops come, and he comes to my window. He's a little guy with a mustache. He's looking up. You know, all these cops, they always have mustaches. It's, like, required, you know, to get out of school. You have to have a big mustache, or else they don't give you your own squad car. So he comes to my window, and he's looking up, and he goes, "Why are you all wet?" And I point to the coffee cup rolling around on the road, on the black ice, and he looks at it, and he grins, and he goes, "Okay, checks out." So then an ambulance pulls up, right? And the lady, she climbs out of the minivan without saying anything to the cops, and she just gets in the ambulance on her own. She's got her calico cat, she's clutching in her hand, and they just drive away. So then the cop is all pissed off, and he feels like he's been slighted, you know? So I get a ticket, and I leave. About a couple weeks later, I get a notice in the mail. I'm getting sued. I'm a certified letter from this lady. Damage to her vehicle. Yeah, damage to her. Damn, you know, vet bill for the cat. And, yeah. Luckily, I didn't have anything at the time, you know. I was, you know, squatting in this house pretty much. All I had was, you know, some junk paperback books, records, cassette tapes, junk like that. But, I'll tell you real quick about my last accident I got in with this truck. So I was in a noise rock band at the time called Juntar. We played like psychedelic bra kind of music. And I had a show we were going to play at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch, which is like kind of like a shithole like dive bar that they let you play, and they do poetry readings and stuff there too. It's a pretty cool place. But anyway, so I'm on the way to the show. I'm driving down the road, and it's this road I always drive down. And the light that's usually red, it's usually like a blinking yellow light. I'm sorry, it's red because the drawbridge is up. But I didn't know there was a drawbridge, and I'm not paying attention. When I look up, there's a whole line of cars that crash into the back of this blue Continental, like crushes in, and all this freaking debris come flying out of my truck. So now I'm sitting there, and the old man gets out. He walks to the back of the car, and he's looking at it, and he's rubbing his hands all over it, like he's going to fix it with his touch magically, you know. So now I'm just seeing this massacre I caused to the back of this car, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm already being sued. I got nothing. I'm going to get sued again, right? Don't have insurance. Fucking, which is another problem. You need insurance in New Jersey, or else they're going to take your license away. So now I'm going to lose my license. But the old man looks at me with soft eyes, and he gives me a thumbs up. And he goes, it's nothing. And he gets back in his car, and we sit there for 5 minutes. And I can't believe it. I'm looking at the back of his car. I'm thinking, any second now, this guy's going to get out and change his mind. But the light changed. The drawbridge went down, and we all started to move again very slowly back out into the world. And that's it, man. That was my last crash. Now I got a little German car, and I pay attention to the road, you know.
Nice. Well, that sounds like karma, especially after having to deal with a cat lady, that, you know, you get your last crashes, just whatevs. Like, don't worry about it. I love those kind of crashes.
Yeah.
I've had those before myself.
Yeah. You gotta just keep hitting people, you know. It's fun.
You guys loved bumper cars when you were a kid, right? Like, everybody loves bumper cars. Fun.
Dude, I love roller coasters, which are like bumper cars, but, like, by yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bumper cars, they didn't cause enough, like, damage in my mind. I needed some, like, real visceral, like, intense, extreme
experience.
You needed
some internal damage is what you needed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I needed some, like, skeletal system, like, restructuring, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Well, I got the medicine for you here, sir, actually, for skeletal restructuring, just minus the roller coaster, which goddamn, that sounded like a roller coaster in itself there, bud, that truck. Oh, Q65 is the name of the band, Swedish garage rock band from the late 60s, early 70s. You guys might be familiar, you might not. Hopefully you're going to familiarize yourself a little bit more after this. This is called Summer Thoughts in a Field of Weed, 1966. Love that fucking title. We'll be right back.
Yeah, mate.
I'm lying in a field of wheat. The green blue sky is all surrounding me. The rest it gives me is a marvelous thing. I see a bird who's cleaning his two wings. Now far away of all the noise, the screaming children playing with their toys. People always running after me. Tell me what to and what to be. I look up for the last day when I see. This is just an open tree. I close my eyes and slowly sink away. In this field where I always want to stay.
About the young Renaissance trucker? He's an enlightened traveler. He has a Rosetta Stone library he brings on every run. He has friends across the country. He couch surfs and avoids truck stops. His eccentric collection of friends sometimes sends their children on runs with him. He teaches them French, Mandarin Chinese, and Arabic. He takes them to historical landmarks and teaches them U.S. history. He has a yoga mat in his trunk and a tackle box full of herbal teas and meditation beads. You ever hear about that trucker? No? Because there's no such thing. Thank you. there's something just wrong with the look on his face when we asked the question. I'm not a confirmed psychic, so I can't be certain that he was hoping to talk about how long I would be possibly naked and showering in there, or at least how long I would have my pants down. Somebody told me that after I kicked Robert Henrik out of the hospital that he drove into the desert and blew his fucking brains out.
Left of live streaming, and I can't help but take advantage of the fact that I've got both William Surabani and Bud Smith on the line before we close out the show or what have you. Gentlemen, starting with William Surabani, I was wondering if you guys maybe happen to have something to share with us before we head on out.
Let me check real quick.
All right, you got it. You need some time to check there, sir?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah? Okay.
Count me up.
I got you. No, that's no problem. I got you. But, Smith, you need a little time or two, right?
No, I just looking right now. I'll read you something. Let's see. What.
Nice.
All right. I'll read you a poem. This is called Left-Handed Scissors. Okay. Black wax gold, golden eagle keys. The tame animals circling in for an endless sleep. Highlight, define, non-devout. Do you want me to show me yours now? I spent all decades showing you mine till plastic melted down and lava bubbled up. While you watched our unsteady hands moving, we watched them shove theirs in blue jean pockets. It's okay to crash land, you know. Bubblegum pops. Test pilots fall from the clouds like awkward rocks. Everything comes easy, because no one has to see how you bleed for it. Soldiers' pancake syrup. Soldiers' dollar store gadgets. Wind-up oily birds, left-handed scissors, Tokyo calculators, and ramen noodle by the pallet. But I don't disappear in a smokescreen, ducking through a doorway of moonlight. I found the chair I sit in unoccupied because it's an ejector seat. My friends all use the same entrance. They came by unannounced, bringing debris, which normal people couldn't stand to keep in their house. We assembled it all into a junk heap, built robot missiles mounted on Tetra neon castles, and aimed them at random into the maze of our lives. The other day when someone asked, "What's wrong with society?" I thought about it and I said, "Well, society today is full of too many people who've never built their own roller coaster."
Nice ending, sir. Brought it all the way back to the roller coaster. Very nice. And aiming, I love that line. Was it like aimed at the random
maze of our lives?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. That's fucking dope, man.
Right.
Hell yeah. Yeah, good fucking shit. William Surabani, you gonna follow that
yes.
up, brother?
Well, you know, I'm gonna come full circle with the recent one that I did. Another topic that we touched on tonight. This one's called James Harden. I feel like James Harden, the battle-tested veteran that's been slept on since inception, sixth man of the year and a scoring champion without a hint of regression. It's a blessing to be the baller's favorite baller, starting from my new hometown's team, or 12th man, whatever I need to be. I feel like Daryl Dawkins, shattering backboards with ease. All the thunder I put into these words counter punches with lightning, confronting the most frightening fact about me. I'll rocket to the stars the first chance I see, a regular triple-double machine. Yeah.
Hey, man. And I did want to mention that there was never a greater dunk contest, I think, in the entire existence of humanity than the one that happened at Mothpocalypse. During and after and before we got kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
That was the highlight of my evening, gentlemen. Really was.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I agree.
Yeah.
It was
There will be many more dunk contests to be had in the future. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys ever make it out to the city, we'll go have all our money taken from us at the basketball courts by my house. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I got 50 cents they can have right now, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dude, I got $1 in quarters.
Well, gentlemen, William Surabani, Bud Smith, I really appreciate you guys hanging out with me tonight.
Yeah,
man, like, I'm really hoping that I'm going to see both of you in Colorado pretty soon, I'm hoping, so.
Yeah,
we'll
really
definitely
know.
Be here.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Bud, we'll figure out a way to get you out here, Bud.
Sounds good, man.
If we have to, like, come and, like, kidnap you and bring you out, we'll do it. We're not below doing that, sir.
Yeah, I get kidnapped pretty often, actually. I'm used to it. I have my own ski mask and everything.
Nice.
You get some goody shit. All right, cool.
All right. Yeah. Gentlemen, this one's for Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder, Roller Coasters, and Dunk Contests. This is Guitar. It's the name of the group. And the name of the song is Ayako. See you later. We'll be right back.
cry after a haircut. I look like a boy. My mother would say, no, you don't. You'd be gorgeous if only your dad would pay for the orthodontics required to fix your asymmetrical face.
Go to God.
Sovereign Society, established in 1998, is a group of uncompromising advocates of liberty and free markets. They believe in individuals are born sovereign unto themselves, and they make relatively easy to erect fortresses of wealth and prosperity. They have an international network of private, safe, protected countries to live in. Legal professionals from Liechtenstein sometimes go to Panama to protect your wealth from taxes, derivatives, cosmetic knowledge, and abstruse facts.
But I also felt this way when I was still with you. Yes, of course I miss you and I miss you bad.
Okay.